This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to read you something from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel because he kind of, you know, encapsulates what's been going on with the Heat. The title of what he wrote was "From Darkness of Uncertainty, the Butler Trade Resets the Calmness of Clarity for the Heat." And this is what he writes. For a team with mottos, catchphrases, mantras, slogans, it was the simplicity that ruled the night with the Miami Heat finally finding a trade partner for Jimmy Butler. Clarity. Over and over, from locker to locker, even at the coaching podium, clarity was the word of choice Wednesday night after the trade that sent Butler, amid his third unpaid team suspension of the season, to the Golden State Warriors for a package that included forward Andrew Wiggins and a top 10 protected 2025 first round pick. It's a huge lift for everybody. Just clarity to know what we've got moving forward, said Terry Rozier. Just clarity is what everyone is searching for at this point in the season, said Tyler Hero. Eric Spoelstra said, we're getting a little better role clarity. For weeks, actually months, the uncertainty with Butler prevented any of that. Teammates and coaching staff uncertain if they would be getting sullen, sassy, steadying, or surly Butler, with the only given being suspension, suspension, suspension. Now, with the passing of Thursday's NBA trading deadline, there's a winning record, and seemingly most importantly among those who remain, stability. So, with a deal of veteran guard Josh Richardson to the Pistons as part of the Butler machinations, finally, an exhale, both petulant Jimmy and playoff Jimmy exiting stage left. I think it allows us to take a deep breath, exhale, and understand that we will be able to move forward, Kevin Love said, and hopefully it will be onward and upward for us. Being able to keep our group and this core together, it's a good thing to feel, and it's a good thing to see. For weeks, as he tinkered with his lineups and toggled between the moments Butler would be available and those Butler was absent, Spoelstra consistently maneuvered with an eye toward this movement when angst could be replaced by the promise of youth. Different guys are continuing to get better, said Spoelstra, who has turned more often amid the Butler saga to the potential of recent first-round picks Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., and Khalil Ware. Our young guys make strides. It's not going to be every single game. Some games, it's different guys stepping up, and other guys don't play great. That's part of the deal. Ira Winderman continues writing. But with the deal, with the Butler trade, only now is there a sense of identity for the 2024-2025 Miami Heat, for better or worse. It's not easy when our best player at the moment was kind of out, and then you've got to figure out the rotation, Jovic said of Butler, and the uncertainty that began with the forwards angling for a trade in early December. Jovic went on. But now, at this point, with a lot of minutes together, it's just simple, beautiful basketball after that. So a victory on Wednesday night over the Sixers at the Wells Fargo Center. And now moving on, team identity solidified for Friday night's game against the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center at the close of this four-game trip. Terry Rozier said, I think it's going to take a huge weight off everyone's shoulders once we can move forward from everything, once it's over with who we got and we can move forward with and try to put it together and get ready for the playoffs. I think it's a huge lift for everybody. For Heat captain Bam Adebayo, it was a matter of, again, having a defined hierarchy of leadership. Me and Tyler and K-Love are probably the most vocal, Adebayo said, now settling of the roster going forward. For me and Tyler, it's getting guys to understand it's an everyday grind, Ira Winderman writes. But without the everyday grind of uncertainty of whether it is a suspension day or a playing day for Butler, who is now the concern of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr. We're trying to get the good days. We're trying to stack good days, Hero said. We'll find consistency in that. So Ira writes, so yes, clarity. And Kevin Love, finally, I think it could end up being a great thing for us, not just in the long term. I think that's a big part of the reason the front office did that. But certainly in the short term, it feels that way as well. Clarity. We talked about it a million times. You're going to read Ira's work in the Sun Sentinel. But we talked about it a million times. Spo didn't have clarity game to game.
No. Nope.
Tyler Hero and Bam didn't have clarity game to game. I don't know if the roster's better without Jimmy Butler. It's better with a dog in it, Jimmy Butler. But I don't know that the roster's better without Jimmy Butler. But it does have clarity, which it's lacked for a couple of months now.
It's not post or pre. It was always post Jimmy Butler. We know it, Jimmy Butler wasn't going to be there. So now Spo can arrange his roster. Spo can set up offensive defenses and all that, knowing his 12 or 13 he's going to play with. And that's all it goes. I've said it weeks ago. I said it with Jim Butler saying, bro, the hardest person this was on is Spo on game day. They're working about aprons and salary caps and all that stuff. It is a part of the game. But Spo needs to know who I'm going to roll out there against these teams that we're playing. And these games aren't stopping if we have to worry about the second apron. So that's on Andy Ellisberg and that's on Pat Riley. But Spo needs to know who he has. And now that Wiggins, Hero, and Bam, that's our big three. Because, Hawk, you made it fine to call anybody a big three. That's our big three right now.
Well, so we need to call Chris Greer and Tua and Mike McDaniel a big three. It's a little tongue-in-cheek.
Wiggins, Bam, Hero. That's the big three we're dealing with. I don't think it's going to be the big three next season. I think they're setting up for something else. But that's our big three right now. Spo, go win some games with those guys.
It's going to be very interesting to see how Jimmy Butler is absorbed into the Golden State roster. Because I said it yesterday, that they also, I believe, have something of that Heat culture where, you know, mm-hmm. and again, they've had their troublemakers, still do, Draymond Green. But I wonder, does Jimmy go above and beyond to fit in and be team player guy, or is he kind of feeling himself now where, you know, sometimes you become the villain and you embrace it. And I wonder if Jimmy's going in there like, yeah, y'all saw who I really am. I'm not changing. Going in there, I'm going to do what I do and hopefully it'll work with Steph and Draymond, and Steve Kerr, but I'm not bowing down to the altar of Golden State. I wonder what his, you know, because someone texted in, we were talking about, you know, whether he made fans, Jimmy Butler made fans amongst other NBA players during this standoff. And someone texted in, and it's so true. A lot of people are of the belief that because of what Jimmy Butler pulled, the days of massive guaranteed contracts in the NBA are going to be ending. That teams watching what Jimmy Butler did, where you're going to get paid, whether you're a pain in the ass or not, you're going to get paid, whether you're playing hard or not, because the contracts are guaranteed. Maybe Jimmy Butler was so vocal and blatant about what he was doing that he ruined these guaranteed contracts for a lot of players moving forward.
He had a resume. He had a past of doing this. But, yeah, I can look at it from a Andy Ellisberg situation or Pat Riley situation and say, I'm not going to give a guy, even the Bradley Beal, no trade clause stuff. No, I'm not giving you a no trade. What if you just get mad and upset and emotional, have a temper tantrum, which I've been calling for years about Jimmy Butler, and now we're just stuck? Now we're paying you to sit home? 100% Hawk. And I'll tell you, too, I'm taking Jimmy's unders in Golden State.
I am, too. I think people are thinking he's going to come in and ball out like 6 years ago. And I don't think he's got that in him. And I think he is content to facilitate. I think he's content to be the third guy. I really do.
And Steve Kerr is going to say, Jimmy, go be that dude. Was Steph there? Like, when has Jimmy been a great number? When has Jimmy been a great Robin? He didn't win as a Robin. He was Batman. He can't, like, I'm telling you, Jimmy, like I said, is a very good basketball player. He's not on the level, the elite, the great level. Jimmy's a very good basketball player. I'm taking all his unders, and I think it'll take some transition time for him to get into that Golden State system.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.